Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. It's a shame. Well, it's good for Rich. It's at 3 o'clock today. Mondami meets Trump at the White House. This is unbelievable stuff. And I'll get to something that the Inquirer is apoplectic about. I'm just glad they provided some information on this. They say about 600 people, by most accounts, have gotten a rough going over because of their wishing, or they're celebrating, really, the death of Charlie Kirk and other things all during that spasm. I thought it might even be more nationally. And we'll get into that about canceling them. Or is this type of stuff deserved? You got to expect you're celebrating a death in this manner. There's going to be blowback. And if an institution, a business, whatever, thinks that you are a negative to their image based upon this type of hate, they have every right to get rid of you. The Inquirer doesn't see it that way, you know, particularly because it's about Charlie Kirk. And I mention that because Mark Kelly invokes Charlie Kirk in his defense today by going after Trump and saying Trump talked about the end of political violence. Here he's wishing to hang us. But the big story is Mondami heading to the White House. It was a pretty fancy car he and his entourage were getting in. And I don't even know if it's a New York car because he took the train. I thought he would take a boat with Greta Thunberg, but I guess that was unavailable. You know, can you see the entourage he shows up with? Who would be the usual cast of characters? Greta Thunberg, definitely. AOC, who didn't vote to condemn socialism. Good presidential move on her part. You can't be doing that. 86 Democrats did. But first, on this overarching thing this week, this whole military thing, which is still going on, had an opportunity to talk with Colonel West, who I put second to none when it comes to the military, about this. How rare is it? And what does he think the politics of this were? And how dangerous is it when you're starting to spread this type of discord in the military? Here's Colonel West.
He is the current chairman of the Dallas County, Texas GOP, executive director of the American Constitutional Rights Union, former congressman from Florida. Of course, Colonel Alan West, his only flaw, he may be a Cowboys fan. Colonel.
Oh, man. Dom, how you doing?
Well, very good. I hear you were traveling, so it's great to get you. I had to go into the bullpen with this. I've never seen anything like this, Colonel. I'm not sure with traveling. I played when Representative Crow came on with Martha McCollum today and said about this tape, "Well, Martha, you must not think the American military is smart. This is just a refresher course for them."
Incredible. You know, when you think about what they did, I mean, this is borderline sedition and treason to make the comments and make the video that these guys have made. And where were these folks when it was Joe Biden sitting in the, in the Oval Office, and all the things that he did to undermine the effectiveness, the efficiency, the readiness of the United States military to, you know, put them in that horrible position in Afghanistan where 13 unnecessarily lost their lives and no one was held accountable for that. But you should not play politics with the United States military. And if things were going so bad for the military, explain to me why the recruitment levels and retention levels are back up to, you know, some all-time highs.
Yes, that was brought up. And Colonel, with this, they either Clever or whoever put this together, they will not, they say the specific target, the president, but they do not say what are the general areas, at least. They talk about the military turning on U.S. citizens. Are they talking about this Venezuela hits? Are they talking about ICE? The fear in Philadelphia, when I had people on from the military and wanted to ask you, is some, you know, eager recruit, younger person and all hears this, it gets around. Not that they hate Trump or anything, but maybe they start to really question every order that's out there and start to think, is that constitutional, whatever. We go down that path, that's how people get killed.
No, you're absolutely right. And the thing is, in the military, you're told you do not have to follow an order that is unconstitutional, immoral, unethical. And that calls into question, you know, Joe Biden telling all the people in the military they had to get the shot. But when you have military members stand up and say, I don't want to do that, then you have the left coming down on the military members. But now, all of a sudden, they're not the ones that have the commander-in-chief with a D after his name. They want our military to stand up and question the commander-in-chief, question the president. And that's very dangerous, what they're doing, especially when it's coming from members of the United States House and Senate, members who have said they will support and defend the Constitution. But yet, where were their voices when Joe Biden was violating Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution and opened up our borders? So now we have terrorists, we have criminal, illegal immigrants running about and running amok. Don, we've talked about this before. We've lost over 250,000 Americans to fentanyl, to cocaine, to other methamphetamines, all of these drugs coming in from the Mexican drug cartels, who in themselves are a terrorist organization. So I don't understand what these people are talking about.
Yeah, it is shameful. And one of them happens to be in my area, Chrissy Houlihan, who served in the Air Force. And she says what we're doing right now is insidious. All they're doing is just trying to establish this once again. Now, you have expertise in this. We had some military people come in, but they weren't at the level of a colonel. How rare it would be that you get an order that's illegal, unethical, unconstitutional. The unconstitutional thing strikes me. How in the military, particularly when you're sort of in a combat zone or in combat or anything like that, you're not going to be parsing constitutional issues. This is the type of thing that's handled by the Supreme Court and others. In your experience, wouldn't it be pretty rare that we'd come across an illegal order?
Yeah, it would be. And like I said, the biggest illegal order that we saw was forcing these soldiers, right, sailors, airmen, Marine, Coast Guardsmen to take that shot. But that was okay because that's what the left wanted. But when you look at combat operations, and understand this, when we're talking about these transnational narco-criminal terrorists, they are non-state, non-uniform belligerents. They're out there on a battlefield. They're seeking to infiltrate the United States of America and do harm against the American people and American citizens. So us taking action against them, it'd be no different from us taking action against Al-Qaeda, the Taliban. You could actually say that this is an extension of the quote-unquote war on terror, because that's who these people are. They don't wear uniforms. They hide in the shadows. And really and truthfully, they're a threat to the civilian population.
All right, that's Colonel Alan West here. Just wanted you to hear that just in the last day or so around the military part of this. Again, here's a guy who's been there, been in the center of it in combat, storied guy. What is wrong with these Democrats? Well, they concocted this. They thought they got on to something cool here, that was going to push them forward. They'd use their military service. And then Trump ratchets up even more, and they think they're even sitting better now because of that. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. You get in. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is just push #1210. Hit us with that all-time John or Johnny, real or fictional. We haven't gotten enough fictional ones yet. We got the Dear John letter, John Doe, something about Kim Novak, but the John Doe was good. And if you're the winner today, name goes into the hat. $50 gift card will be drawn at the end, thanks to Jim Harvey and Gallows. Now, I mentioned Charlie Kirk. The Inquirer says about 600 people now is the national guesstimate. I think it's more. They say 600 Americans have been fired, suspended, placed under investigation, or disciplined by employers for comments about Kirk's September 10th assassination, according to a Reuters review of court records, public statements, local media reports, and interviews with 24 people. Well, in some individual cases, I would say, well, yeah, I mean, first of all of them had a right to say, go to hell, Charlie Kirk, and all that. They can say whatever they want. Of course, it's their First Amendment right. We're in America. But that doesn't mean there's not going to be a consequence with this. Just like the guy in Virginia, there was no consequence. There should have been. The guy, it's the attorney general and the stuff that he said. So if you say you're celebrating Charlie Kirk, if you say you're celebrating the agony of the widow and his kids, don't you think an instance, and how many of them were teachers and professors and nurses, people you think would be in more in the so-called caring professions, that couldn't wait to say that? Even after all that they've been told about social media and what's going to happen to you. I think it's more than 600. I think it's thousands, but at least they catalog 600. So is that cancel culture? No. What it is an employer looking at this and thinking, my God, who would want to be connected with somebody celebrating Kirk's death publicly in that manner? Now, some of them, it was a little deflected. It wasn't quite that. They were making some kind of statement. But most of them, it was straight on. They're celebrating it. What comes around goes around. All this stuff. You asked for it. So good for Reuters that they put this together, at least. Okay. 855-839-1210 is the line to get on board. Coming up, I've been waiting until today because we had so much other stuff going on. Wanted to talk about this woman named Liz Wolf, who writes for Reason magazine. She posted something on X. She's a new mom, about a wedding. And I want to be accurate here. The print's a little bit taking, I think, a three-week-old. And the headline by Bethany Mandel in the New York Post is it any wonder why young women are leery about a motherhood? Young women are saying a hard pass to motherhood. This viral post explains why. In other words, people coming out of the woodwork, I think there were over a million hits one way or another, attacking her on this. You know, how did it, well, first of all, and we may duke it out on this. Henry, you've never enunciated. I don't think John has any dog in this fight. Dan and I used to go back and forth, though. Now, he has a child now. When you know, we had this with DJ and Luke early on and on. Of course, you have to control your kid. But you have these cranks that call in. And every kid that's out there, how dare you? They just want restaurants where no kids are allowed. Mm-hmm. Fancy restaurant, kid under five, I'm in agreement. All right, not a good idea. I don't care what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Are you in that camp? Have you been disturbed by the behavior of these young kids?
So, as the oldest of three, I was always horribly embarrassed by the actions of my younger two brothers at any restaurant when we would go out to eat.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think I would be in that camp.
Oh,
of leave
yeah.
the kids at home, leaving at grandma's, get a babysitter, have date night.
All right.
Keep them out of the restaurant.
You make it seem pretty easy here. It's not as easy as you think.
I mean, I totally is definitely not that easy.
Well, what were they doing?
You know, they run into the tables, you know, they're
well, what your feet parents
scream
do
and yell. I mean, there's only so much you can do, right? Like, you can't, like, yell at somebody full on in, like, a restaurant.
Well, you got to take them out. It's got to be a timeout time. Yeah.
But where? You know? Like, that's the thing. You want to go outside? It's like, I'm trying to eat here.
Okay. All right. John, you don't have a... You're still on the stage of picking up women, so you don't care what they're doing, right?
I mean, I still sit at the kids' table on Thanksgiving, so...
Oh, you do? Okay, all right. All right, so he's in that camp. Good. So I'll give you a little bit more of what she said, the dilemma,
And is this a reason why people, you know, people just go nuts? There is the argument is there's an anti-motherhood thing here. Just what she wanted to do and all the angles of how dare you to even consider doing that. It involved a wedding. All right, 855-839-1210. Hit us with that, John, too, with Dom on Talk Radio 1210.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
Of course, Johnny's celebrated today for our producer, John, who's been with us now a few times. All right. Just saw Chrissy Houlihan on CNN. She was asked by John Berman, if a sailor in the Caribbean, now we're starting to get to it, we're pulling back the curtain here, is given an order they think possibly could be illegal, what are they to do? Now, you're picturing this, right? We're picturing the drug boats. Alan West, in that interview I did, talked about, he talks to people, they're going 160 miles an hour, right? Doesn't even know if the Coast Guard can keep up with them. And if they did, they're not going to pull over. They're going to fire on you. So you're going to fire on them ultimately. Now, we have to be sure on this stuff, as sure as we can be. So Houlihan says, if you receive an order that you're not sure of, you have a duty to question your commander, the person next in your chain of command. Wait a minute. These Maduros coming from a narco state are coming to America with fentanyl, right? Murdering people, some who are not even doing drugs, using drugs, just by some various chains that happen and Americans die. And Chrissy Houlihan out there in horsey country says, you should then go to your commander. You have a duty to go up the chain of command. So the commander is going to go all the way up to who? President Trump. Meanwhile, 160 miles an hour. Bye-bye, fentanyl. We're coming to Kensington. What is wrong with the people in this? I mean, how many times do I have to ask this? Somewhat, I blame Republicans. They stink many times in the suburbs. I'm not happy with their level of aggression with Josh Shapiro here. Garrity is somewhat, but he's giving you a wide open here. We have 12 people he won't account for that have CDL licenses that are here illegally, maybe not even speaking English. Where's their level of aggression? They do need to be more like Trump in this, right here. So where, is anybody even running against Houlihan this next time around? Her answer is, you're to say, I have a problem with that. And then, and John Berman, of course, doesn't follow up. I don't have the full cut. Henry, you can look at that. The guy's name is Rupar, R-U-P-A-R, on CNN. We'll play it. Does Berman ask her, okay, well, if the commander says, no, that's a legal order, I should have asked Alan West that. So this sailor, John Berman says, I have a problem with that. Oh, yeah? Okay. What's the commander do? Does the commander dismiss that and say, stand down, you don't have to do anything? Does the commander say, you're going to do that, buddy? That's it? Well, I want a second opinion. What the hell's going on here? How far up does that go? The guy tells you, he says, you're to tell your commander you cannot execute that order. It's an illegal order. I guess the procedure would be to set, put you in the brig at that point until further notice, would it not? Wouldn't that be one option? Or they just excuse you? Does an ex-sailor say, yeah, I got a problem with that too? Meanwhile, remember that boat with fentanyl coming to Kensington? It's going 160 miles an hour. And meanwhile, we got people here talking about angels on the head of a pin. 855-839-1210. We'll play you that as soon as we have that here with Berman. So finally, at least, I don't know why she suddenly answered this. He said, well, let's say it's a sailor. He didn't say, is this what it's about? And Houlihan, looking straight at him, says, yeah, and you know, there's a phrase too, John calling in Marlton. I talked about this last night, that has come up periodically when Democrats are in the White House. Rules of engagement. And the rules of engagement under Biden were let 10 million people into the country. That's your rule of engagement. Don't do anything. Is that constitutional? I don't think so. So again, Houlihan, if you receive an order that you're not sure of now, I'm not sure about that order. Did we need to play Nathan Jessup? Can you imagine? I'm not sure of that order, Commander. You have a duty to question your commander, the person next in your command. You see who's going to get in trouble here? Chrissy. What do you think? I need to hear from some of our military. But you're the commander in that thing. What the hell are you saying? What's going to happen in that? I think you're going to come back and say, you didn't hear this. That's an order. Hit him. All right. Here's how it sounded with Berman. And at least Berman got her to address something direct here by not asking anything direct, I guess. Here's John Berman, CNN, and Chrissy Houlihan.
If a sailor in the Caribbean right now is given an order that you think possibly could, there may be some there in terms of legality is what you said there. What are they to do?
So I tell this story of a very critical, crucial, sharp memory in my childhood where my dad was explaining this to me. My dad served a career in the Navy, as did my grandfather. And he explained to me as a girl that if you receive an order that you are not sure of, you have a duty to question your commander, the person next in your chain of command. If that person says, nope, this is what the order is, and you still have an issue, you do have a duty to go up your chain of command.
What?
To ask those questions. And you have an ability to go to the JAG and talk to them about that as well. Listen, I think that this is an amazing turn of events. Again, when we're talking about the fact that we're being threatened with death for yes. asking people to follow the law, it is a case in point of why we were concerned to begin with.
What do you want?
Oh, my God. Just what is wrong with you people in the suburbs? I just cannot stand it anymore. For 15 years talking about this, have zombies taken over in horsey country now? You got Madeleine Dean and Mary Gay Scanlon. They're voting with the other 98 Democrats, the majority, who voted against a resolution today condemning socialism. Which side are you on, Mondami or Trump? Well, it's obvious they're on Mondami much more than Trump. You heard what she said. Well, then you go up to another level. What does this woman think is happening during all this? Now, in the case of this, the code red, et cetera, played out and all, that is something that's an illegal order. Okay, we got that. Yeah. And it's not imminent. They're not under enemy fire here or something.
Right.
Or the boat isn't going 160 miles an hour away from them. Oh, that's okay. I want to get this straightened out. If the fentanyl ends up in Kensington killing school kids or whatever, Chrissy Houlihan wants to get this straightened out. But Chrissy Houlihan will never come on the show. And even, you know, if I got her on, I'd shut up in the beginning. Just let her talk. That's all I have to do. You're a witness then, Your Honor. I don't need to do any more. Thanks to John Berman here in some backhanded way. Henry, if there's more in that interview, too, I'd like to hear more. She doubles down. My pa was in the Navy. He said, tell your commander I have a problem with that. Really? And Berman gave her the scenario. It's not like we're sitting in a room debating, oh, should we do this or should we not do this? This isn't a situation. I wish he had put a finer point on. It's in the Caribbean. They're speeding away. We have a drone. You're the drone guy. You might be back here at Horsham. They used to do it from there. I have a problem with this, sir. I can't do anything here. Okay, what's your problem? That's not a problem. This is a legal order. I still have a problem. I want a second opinion. What's going to happen? What does Houlihan think's going to happen there? And then she spins it. You see what Trump did? That's why we started it. She gave the game away. This was all about Trump. It was all about starting this up. And because Trump said this might be seditious. Now, again, I'm not a Trump guy, and I'm just going to genuflect here. He should have put it in a tighter manner. But the thought was, the logic is, you do know, if you're convicted of sedition, let's call it treason, you do know what can happen to you, right? Death penalty. That's what can happen in this. So here, she's encouraging even more. Maybe some younger sailor or soldier. And they're going, you know, I have a problem with that. I don't think we ought to be hitting these drug boats. Okay. Meanwhile, the drug boat is picking up speed, bringing poison to the United States. What I wish Trump would do in the middle of this is hit the Mexican cartels. Having been there, having interviewed the mayor of Juarez in his bunker, you've heard me talk about that. It's a narco state. They're scared to death. I come into Juarez. The guide's taking me in. I asked him, why are those three Jeeps, Henry, with machine guns on it, all staying together? Why don't they spread out and cover more territory? And he actually said, I wish I had it on tape. He wouldn't let me tape him. Not safe. Not safe.
Mm-hmm.
They got a guy on a machine gun turret in the back, and they need to protect all three of them by staying in line. And we're going to let them say, we're on the other side of the border. You can't do anything to us. Well, human traffic, will fire on law enforcement, on Border Patrol. We'll do all that. 5 minutes. 5 minutes, U.S. military in a capable way. I don't mean boots on the ground. Would put the fear of God in them. That's what ought to happen. And I think America would salute that. Oh, my God. You guys will show. Yeah, we're going to allow fentanyl to come into this country. We're going to allow a narco state, Maduro. You think Maduro is as bold now? No, I don't think so. He's scared to death of what might happen next. But Chrissy Houlihan, and it's not just Houlihan. It's the whole rotten suburban voting bloc that thinks this way. They put the voice of moderation in it. You see these people out there in horsey country as they're at over their latte tomorrow on Saturday? Yeah, Chrissy made a good point there. It would go up. Why can't you go up the chain of command? Well, you know, the chain of command ends with the president. Well, I hate Trump. If Trump said, yeah, hit him. It goes all the way up to Trump, and Trump says, hit him! He gets on the phone. I said hit him! Oh, well, I got the answer. It's changing. Sir, that's not good enough. I need a higher authority. Oh, my God. Just think of how preposterous this woman is. And that face, that that mawing face that looks, oh, the empathy, the sympathy that we get. The dean of decency, at least, is nasty. She comes right at you. Houlihan is running against Fetterman. That's what's happening here. My goodness. So if Henry, is there any more with this interview? To be fair to Houlihan, maybe she keeps her mind. We keep on looking, okay, if there's a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, it's more or less all the stuff we had recorded today in our cut sheet.
Oh, okay, yeah. From those so far. Okay. But this, I commend John Berman in a roundabout way. He gets Houlihan to say, point blank, well, you go to the next chain of command. And if that guy says it, well, and you keep on going up the chain of command. Does she think we're in a dorm room debating something? Does she think we're in a classroom? I wonder what Mikey Sherrill, noted military commander, would say about it. Probably the same thing. Oh, yeah, you got to go to the chain of command. Well, I have a problem with hitting that boat. Ipso facto, Winchell Mahoney, Supreme Court. Is that how every decision's going to be made? Whew. This is going to spark something where somebody can get hurt. There's no good that comes out of this. We already know. What this is about is the following. Illegal orders are almost red letter. They're telling you to kill a prisoner right now that's been captured. Something like that. We've been through this with military guys. It is not something where it's a matter of public policy of Trump in this and from the chain of command down. This has already been engaged. If you don't want to do that, then you're going to stand down and you might face consequences for not doing your duty. And you have every right to do that if you want to put your military career on the line. But I don't think we're going to be on a boat with drug traffickers coming to the United States, both for money and to bring us down, and be debating whether or not we ought to take them out. Do you? Oh, yeah. You have people, and I'm sure Houlihan, if we got her on by magic, would say, well, we have the capability to box them in and board them. Do you really? Alan West, who are you following as a military tactical? Alan West or Chrissy Houlihan? West, in that interview, talks to me about how hard it would be to stop these ships in almost every instance. Chrissy Houlihan, though, oh, well, box them in and then we'll decide what to do. Don't talk about fentanyl then, Chrissy Houlihan. Don't go to the vigils. Stop all the vigils. Tired of seeing Democrats at vigils when they won't stop it. All right, 855-839-1210. Hit us on the side question, too. I wish I, on YouTube, could do... that night, I'm going to ask him, come on, you must practice this, Scott Jennings. You must do the Jennings look in the mirror. I bet he does. Nobody could do that shtick when they start saying wild stuff. But Christy, you know, he leans back in a thing.
No,
he gets back
that's the natural reaction. It has to be. It's too natural.
Well,
it's
I'm saying
perfect.
It is natural. There is naturality, natural there. But then over the course of time, I think your mind starts to say, why don't I use this move now? You know, it's so
no,
good.
It's tried and true. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah. So we'll see if we can get the insight that night. I'll see if I can do what he does. I don't know about that. I think Henry's right. He's the master of it. Don't forget, December 9th, Great Colonial Theater. Get the meet and greet. You'll enjoy the backstage, the meet and greet. You get the book. And we'll be talking inside that world with Scott Jennings. Just called him up once or emailed him once. He's come on, been a buddy since. Going to love that night. It's in my top five already. I don't think you can beat Nick Foles. That's impossible. All right, so all you do to get your tickets, go to 1210WPHT.com. A lot of folks want to get in. I can imagine, particularly if you're a constituent of Houlihan. Does this go over well in horsey country? Yeah, they love this stuff. It's a world of, they're insulated from reality. Nothing's going to bother them. They got the mushroom. How about the mushroom farms, Chrissy? Is that illegal? How many of the workers in those mushroom farms out here are here legally? What's that have to do with it? Well, I'd like a second opinion, Commander. I think it is constitutional. They shouldn't be here. Well, how are we going to get mushrooms? 855-839-1210. Okay, let's talk, first of all, though, about future home sellers. Now's a great time to start thinking about your 2026 home sale. The market is shifting.
Do you know what buyers want for a faster and more profitable home sale? I know someone who does. Diane Cardano. And Diane is inviting our 1210 listeners to her free Thanksgiving pie open house on November 25th at the Abington Firehouse from 9 to 5. I'll be there from 4 until 5. Here you can pick up your free apple or pumpkin Thanksgiving pie and get a signed copy of her new book, The Smooth Sale Method, where Diane shares her newest strategies, smart marketing, and strategic planning. Diane will also reveal insights on the 2026 market forecast, such as prices, mortgage rates, and inventory. You do not want to miss it. It's a great annual tradition that she's doing. Diane says, get that free pie and get that new book, Smooth Sale Method, at this event. Enjoy lunch and desserts. All you have to do right now is just RSVP. Go to getfreepie.com. That's getfreepie.com. Or call 215-576-8666.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.
All right, let me take two off the board on the Johnny thing, then I'm coming to the call. Yes, he did shamelessly nominate himself. He's a member of the all-hands team. Check out the video of Henry throwing him a 45-yard pass. Johnny Z on my Twitter, at Mulligan's. J-O-N-N-Y. We got that, John. And, of course, John Voight. Whichever John Voight it is, the dentist or the John Voight makes the list here. But
Tell me that wasn't John Voight's car. No. John Voight.
But Johnny at Mulligan's, I give thanks for that. I wish it were 50 times a year. Every week we were there. It's beyond the summer White House. When you have your own T-shirts, I've never had a situation like that. It's just, God knows if they're designing them now. We had the tropical Johnny and the whole gang of Mulligan's T-shirt this year. Who knows next year? Let me go to Leslie in Bryn Mawr. We're starting to hear from her a little bit more. Hey, Leslie.
Aloha.
Aloha.
So I am really angry about this video that these so-called representatives put out. It's illegal it is not protected by the First Amendment to yell fire in a crowded theater.
Exactly.
They did that with that video.
Yep.
They're calling people. There are a lot of unstable people in this country, and they just put Donald Trump in the crosshairs by that video.
And you know what, Leslie? John Berman, of all people, in an inadvertent way, finally, it was like truth serum, got her to cough it up right here and say nonsense. And he didn't even press her. And she says, well, you go to the next level of command. Can you imagine?
No, I can't. It's disgusting. It is disgusting. And it's high time. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. It's high time these people need to be removed from any committees that they're on. They need to be stripped of their military rank, and they should forfeit any, pension that they receive from the military.
And Leslie, you are the perfect blend of passion but thought. Exactly right. You know, we can't, you know, kick them out of the country, but right. Those three things, and Todd Blanche ought to follow through. We need to put him under oath. What was your intent in doing this again and again and again? She just gave away the intent. She's talking here about the drug boats and sailors. And you can imagine somebody there picking this up and thinking it's their patriotic duty to question her commander in a moment like this.
Well,
my God.
Exactly right. Exactly right. They're yelling fire in the movie theater.
Yeah, when they can't give us any illegal order that Trump has given. You know, I wish Berman had said, so you are saying then you must believe that what Trump is doing here is an illegal order, and you'd like to tell people that.
Well, exactly. But it just, it's gotten out of hand. They need to be stopped. This can't continue. And until they face serious consequences, they're going to continue to incite and cause chaos, because that's where they operate the best.
Absolutely. Leslie, who's your John today?
Well, since we're talking about freedom of speech, I'm going to go with John Quincy Adams, who had the gag rule lifted and repealed. And the gag rule was that they were not allowed to petition or discuss any slavery, any opposition to slavery. And John Quincy Adams said, nope, they finally repealed it, and they were finally allowed to put slavery on the table and have discussion on the floor, which eventually led to the freeing of the slaves.
Did you see the HBO John Quincy Adams series?
I did not.
Oh, I would commend it to you. And when you do, think of me, the line with his son, who was a ne'er-do-well. He tracked him to Philadelphia as the president. He walked up to his son and said, sir, I renounce you. Excommunicado. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, you're missing something. You got to get that. Leslie, talk soon. Thank you. Yes, that's Henry, did you see the series?
I have not.
And the wife, her Abigail Adams, just a beautiful partner in this. Yeah, John Quincy Adams was a rough guy. He was irascible. But he's the one that really pushed the war more than anybody. I'd say he's the force that got it going, second to none. Joe in Columbus on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Joe.
Good afternoon, Dom.
Afternoon.
And happy John Day to your producer.
Look, stop trying to ingratiate with another producer. They already give you carte blanche. Come on, Joe.
You surround yourself with all good people, Dom.
Yeah.
Dom, you know, leave it to a Houlihan or that decent dean to, or any other of their cult minions to exploit a procedure out of proportion. It's ridiculous. And what I picture out of this is five guys sitting in a foxhole fighting on what's the right thing to do while bullets are flying over their heads.
Exactly. I mean, the fentanyl boat is coming to Kensington, getting away. They're laughing at us, 160 miles an hour. Oh, who's next on the chain of command here? Can we get Trump?
Yeah. And just let ego aside, just fighting over what has been clouded in this world to be the right thing to do.
Right.
And that leads into my side answer. All these people these wackos have to do is go back and read The Father of Liberalism, the fairest interpretation of liberalism that's been prostituted and corrupted over the period of time. He was the one who believed in liberty and protection, and that is John Locke.
Joe, I didn't know you. That's a cut above even for the esteem I hold you in. John Locke, what are you becoming, Joe of Exton today? Wow.
Dumb. It's where liberalism died.
I hear you. No, you're right. I agree with you. Locke, and I guess the American pamphleteer Thomas Paine is my guy that I honored that doesn't get enough credit either.
Well, you know, they all had the same beliefs, fabric, and theme back right then. You know, it's we govern ourselves. We don't fall prey to a government.
Exactly. Thank you, Joe. Have a nice... Well, John Locke. Joe of Exton's plotting somewhere out there. God knows. Broke music we need today. We need a new thing for him. All right. So if you're... Let's play it one more time, then we'll take more calls. Some new people may be joining us. So you know the whole story this week. There's a new development. Chrissy Hoann's on with John Berman. And Berman doesn't ask her what specific, as far as I can tell. He just says, all right, say you got a sailor in the Caribbean. Know where we're going. The Venezuelan thing. You really think they can just ask the commander and say, nope, I can't do whatever? Here's how it sounded.
If a sailor in the Caribbean right now is given an order that you think possibly could, there may be some there in terms of legality is what you said there. What are they to do?
So I tell this story of a very critical, crucial, sharp memory in my childhood where my dad was explaining this to me. My dad served a career in the Navy, as did my grandfather. And he explained to me as a girl that if you receive an order that you are not sure of, you have a duty to question your commander, the person next in your chain of command. If that person says, nope, this is what the order is, and you still have an issue, you do have a duty to go up your chain of command to ask those questions. And you have an ability to go to the JAG and talk to them about that as well. Listen, I think that this is an amazing turn of events. Again, when we're talking about the fact that we're being threatened with death for yes. asking people to follow the law, it is a case in point of why we were concerned to begin with.
What do you want?
You know what, lady? Step up and say, all right, I'll admit it. We're doing this now because we're challenging Trump. We think he's postulating potentially illegal orders or will do that. I'll admit it. Step up. Be a woman. Admit it. And then you could say, is that really something that gets the death penalty? Okay. But she still won't admit it, what they're doing. They're just, it's a training video all over again where she just spilled her guts here of what the plot is. You keep on going up. What? Where does that end? Well, it ends with the president. We can give you Trump's answer right now. Yes, hit him and hit him some more. Well, that's not good enough. We think that's illegal. Even the commander in chief says not. Oh, the clock is ticking here. That boat's getting away. Well, that's okay. Kensington, you got people on drugs anyhow. So what? More drugs will come into the country. You know, you just got to live with it. Chester County's not going to have that. We got mushrooms out there, Dom. Right, Chrissy? 855-839-1210. Let's talk something good that really is helpful. I want to talk about my good friend, personal dental specialist and board-certified prosthodontist. That's Dr. Robert Bentz. Exciting news to share. His daughter, Dr. Emily Bentz, has successfully challenged and completed her board certification. And that is, boy, daunting. No small feat, really. So now they have over 11 years of training and 33 years of experience between them. Thrilling to know Dr. Emily Bentz joins Dr. Bentz in providing the best in customized and innovative care for the most complex dental cases like mine. In addition to exceptional dentistry services provided by Dr. Sarah Cooley Bentz, it's a true family affair. So when you have an issue that requires highly specialized care, perhaps a second opinion, dentists routinely send other patients to Dr. Bentz. Just do what I did. Get that initial call going now. Get that initial evaluation. Call the Bentz Dental Group, 610-272-6949. or visit their website at BentzDentalGroup.com. That's B-E-N-T-Z DentalGroup.com.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
All right, I'm told on my text line by our sources out there that veteran Marty Young, who's an engineer, is running against Horsey Country's favorite, Chrissy Houlihan. Oh, just keep on going up the chain of command. Hey, Chrissy, it's not like we're at the supermarket and you don't like the spare ribs and you go, I'd like to see the manager. And then when he says, hey, that's what it is, that's the price. I'd like to see the head of Giant. No, it doesn't work that way. The boat is getting away, Chrissy.
One of her staffers doesn't like the decisions she's making.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. Oh, yeah. There you go. Well, you can talk. One of the staffers, then they talk to the chief of staff. But after that, they don't like the result from the chief of staff. Who's the decider? Well, that would be Chrissy. Well, Trump has decided. So where? Yeah, that's true. On this, John should have said, well, you know, wait a minute now, Ms. Houlihan. Hasn't Trump decided on this? So if you want to go up the chain of command, where does it end? All right, then I'm going to the Supreme Court. Call them in right now. Get them on this boat. Get them on this aircraft carrier over here. You know, some fentanyl got through. That's all right. We'll make it up. Doesn't matter. Those people in Kensington, they deserve it. You know, Philadelphia's bad anyhow. Who cares? We got bigger. But Chrissy, we have a bigger thing here, John. Not stopping killing fentanyl. And that is getting this order right. And you know and I know the answer. If Trump made that order, the order's wrong. All right. We continue. Big 2 o'clock hour. Got Dom's Money Melody. We pull for the winner of the week. All-time John, in honor of our producer today. We've gotten some great ones. Put the name into the hat. $50 gift card to Gallows. But this from Chrissy Houlihan. Unprovoked, Berman wasn't even grilling her. Maybe that's the way to do it. And you can imagine, I could more get Putin on than I could get now the Dean of Decency, Madeline Dean. Just had her on once. We argued over potholes. She thought they were fine. I thought maybe not so much. She was a state rep then. Pothole debate. I may not have said Madeline. I didn't quite say the lines quickly enough for her, and that got her a little upset. So.
Decency.
Yeah, that too. I didn't say the Dean. You know the Dean. New listeners, Henry. Do you know the decency, where that comes from? Why the Dean of Decency?
Refresh my memory.
Yeah. This guy comes in a rainstorm, she says. First time she runs for Congress. Somehow he doesn't have an umbrella or a raincoat. He's disheveled. And he just walks up and says, I just have one thing for you about going to Washington. Decency. Go there and, you know, provide decency. That's her story. That's where it came from.
Great.
The fact that she's a dean, it helps. Last name's Dean. I just had to go with it. She's the leader. Yeah. Mary Gay Scanlon is the one who was carjacked. And the world was set afire to get that car back, not like the ordinary person. So she's insulated. She doesn't care about carjackings, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Houlihan is just the executive with a clothing company that was suspect in China. Madeline Dean, the Inquirer, says her husband's been made millions, apparently, in China with a bike company. And they're going to lecture us. And these people in the suburbs can't get enough of this. What is lacking? Is it the Republican Party? Maybe in the suburbs. I don't know. Sometimes I think that could be the case. All righty, phone lines. 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.